Sound Channel 98.7 FM Stereo.
Ladies and gentlefolk, Tom O'Donnell here. On this Thursday night, the 29th of December, 1988, bidding you all adieu tonight from my local perch in local radio, currently at Sound Channel Power 98. 10 great years, as has been said so often and anon, the end of an era. The end of an era here locally in the Limerick City and County and District. The end of the radio stations, as I said in one or two previous nights here, that brought so much joy to a lot of people. Active, lively, energetic people. But more importantly still, to a lot of lonely, isolated, sad people who needed company. That's the service local radio gave them. And after next Saturday night, there'll be a vacuum. For how long, nobody knows. But whatever happens in the spring or the summer or whenever the big boys get moving, no one can deny. But all those involved in local radio, young, old ladies, gentlemen, amateurs, professionals, enthusiasts, even the ego trippers, every one of them did a great job in bringing joy and happiness and company to so many people outside there. So it is, may I say, I may be bluffing that I'm in great form, but really I feel a sense of sadness tonight, even with my colleagues here in Sound Channel, many of them here tonight saying goodbye and wishing each other well. I wonder, will their paths cross again in broadcasting? Grand young men, and that goes for all the other stations in town also who did a wonderful service. I feel kind of lonely tonight. And as a matter, I'm more lonely by the fact that at home tonight after my tea and up to a few seconds ago, calls have been coming to me from people that have been listening to me long over the path. And that's only from our short area that the station covers here. So a lot of our friends out in the county who are not receiving us and have been getting the service in the past, they are missing out on what I would love to have them with me tonight to say bye-bye. I hope it's bye-bye. But please God, anyway, we hope that the people I mentioned outside will be catered for later on by those who are in a position to do so, and that won't be long. I must say, I loved it. I'd probably be reminding you the same script as the night goes on, but I feel obliged to say at this moment, because so many people are tuning in dead on time, so many people are recording tonight's final show, I feel that I must say to you that I do feel a great sense of losing, not lost as yet, but certainly losing. I'm letting go of something tonight that I enjoyed so much, communicating with people, meeting lovely people. And I must say, in my microphone chores here and in the other places I was involved, I met some lovely people that I hope will be my friends, even if we are never inside the studio again. Some wonderful young people, and not so young, and their company, their pleasure, their friendship, I enjoyed as much as I did when I was in my Boy Scout days and my soccer days and my theatre days. I made it on radio. My programme tonight, anyway, folks, I must tell you, if you have a tape recorder at home, and I'm sure most of you have, or there are young people in the house, have it ready, whatever about recording now. If you do, well, so far, so good. I'm happy at that. But after 11:30, I'll be playing a very specially prepared tape. Specially prepared, doing my level best with a co-functionary who I shall reveal to you later on, who enabled me to piece together a tape embracing 10 years of broadcasting on local radio with all the voices we could muster and dig up from tapes, borrow, beg and stole, so that they'll bring a little memory to you. So maybe if you have a tape recorder, get some of the young people around the house. I'm addressing my remarks to my, well, if I do say so, my mature listeners, and have it ready, because it will be a great souvenir to have of many, many dozens of voices of people who brought you pleasure in the past. That will be coming on about 11:30. So you have over an hour and a quarter now to make your plans with your friends, relatives, or to phone other people to do so for you. I have some nice music. Like last week, I have little bits and pieces of interviews just to record the lovely, wonderful people I had with me, and little bits of music. And I'll play one or two tapes that gave me great pleasure and brought me good luck during the year. I will be particularly sad tonight to say farewell, and I only hope it's adieu, not farewell, but to my young co-functionary here, George Lee, who's inside. Mind you, he's looking kind of down too, and why wouldn't he? A young man who loved what he was doing, and among the younger set of listeners had built up his own big following. So, George, thank you once again for coming in. We'll have a few words later on, George. But ladies and gentlemen, be happy now tonight, because with the help of God, if anybody would like to ring and say hello or adieu or goodbye, it would be nice to hear them. I have a big long list of them there. I can't read them over the radio. It would take too long, and if I left out anybody, I might cause a little minor upset. So I don't want that. But if you care to give us a buzz here, we're at 316633. 316633. So ladies and gentlemen, as we're going to be in good form tonight now, great crack and a better phone. So ladies and gentlemen, listen now, and I'm going to open it now rather in a more, not radio, broadcasting, theatrical, but rather in a sense of circus. Isn't that lovely? Where do I get these little turns? A sense of circus by listening to the entry of the gladiators. Away with it, George. Gentlefolk, the entry of the gladiators, played by my famous band, British band, that is the Sherwood Foresters brass band. And why? Because my late brother, God rest his soul, was in Derby until the Lord called him up last year. And the Sherwood Foresters, I was listening to them regularly over there in the park in the Arboretum, and they're playing away. Lovely memory of the post-Harden Gallop, and a fellow way up in the tree, and he playing and the band answering, and the xylophone solos. All this comes back to me tonight. George, honestly, I'm really singing the blues. Will you stick on Guy Mitchell there and let him do it for me? Singing the blues. Oh, ho, ho. Guy Mitchell, do you have to remind me? Ladies and gentlefolk, Tom O'Donnell here, Sound Channel Power 90, telephone 316633. But this time now, I have something nice. What is it, George? I left it there to you, that number. Oh, yes. No, it's a tape, actually, I left there now. It's a tape of one of my... Thank you, George. One of my very, very best... I have never met this lady, but since day one on local radio, never met the lady, know her family well, and her late parents were good friends of mine. Betty O'Kelly. And I played this a long number of years ago, and I'm playing it again tonight because it's a lovely... And as I say, it's a record that can be associated very much with life today. In fact, on my way in Glenmore Avenue today, I gave two boys a lift in home for Christmas. Young lads of my own neighbourhood above the Marion Avenue. One who is over in Darlington in the north of England in Yorkshire, and the other is in down in Brighton, if you don't mind. Down in Brighton and home to see their parents. Isn't it lovely? Sad. Let's listen to this song. It's a little bit sad, but it's beautifully sung by Betty O'Kelly.
There's a deep Patrick himself sure that set it, and the sun on his labor with pleasure did smile, and with dew from his eye often wetted. It shines through the bog, through the brake on the mile land, and he called it the deer.
Now, folks, some
wasn't
news
that lovely,
from
folks?
Home.
There, Betty O'Kelly, and she's singing "The Dear Little Plant That Grows in Our Beautiful Isle of Ireland." Folks, you'll recall a great character I had in many times over the past 10 years. Wonderful character, Pat Lynch, the Mayor of Atlaca. Here's a little extract now from one night, and listen to what he's talking about. He's talking about the mission in the country. As far as I know, and he just threw it on to speculate, and I think we're talking about the mission and about company keeping. Come on, Pat, tell us all about it.
Good, Charlie. I'm certainly enjoying this chat with you here tonight, as indeed are our many, 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 many listeners outside tonight, recounting and recalling the days of the fit-ups in Ireland. And we were just talking that now before we had...
Well, actually, no, folks. About East from the 20 questions, which you had a great series, our personalities coming in every week. Here is the days of the fit-up. I'll put on my headphones now and see what's happening.
Outside of the fit-ups, Charlie.
I'm talking to Charlie McSherry.
A
very well-known show business person, currently with Telecom Éireann on the telephones. I'm sure he's listening to the show now. Charlie was on the road for years with various fit-ups. He was a fine pianist. So listen to Charlie now, recalling the days of the fit-ups.
12. I was about 12, and I think I can claim a record here. You know, you often hear these days of the world's biggest earners and how much somebody got for a film. Mm. Well, I think I may be able to claim the smallest a payment ever received from Radio Éireann. For my first, it was in a children's hour, and I played a part in it, and for 3 rehearsals and a performance, my fee was a staggering sum of 5 shillings.
5 shillings?
5 bob.
Rehearsal and performance?
3 rehearsals, 1 performance.
You'll win the Guinness Book of Records.
Good to the Guinness. I think I must hold a record.
Well, did you do much radio work, Charlie?
I went on then and did a few more broadcasts. Then I did that play I mentioned in the Gate, and I hit off on tour. And after about 6 or 7 years touring, I came back up to Dublin again. I was brought back, shall we say. Frank O'Donovan was doing a play in a place you mentioned there, St. Anthony's Hall, I think. And I worked with Frank. And then I got word there was a part going in Hamlet when that finished. So up I go to the Equity office. And fair enough, I fall in for Othric in Hamlet. That was with Cyril Cusack. I did 3 plays with Cyril.
Did you?
What was the next one I did with him? Roger Casement. That was an interesting play, dealing with Roger Casement. We started off that in Waterford. We did a reopening of the Theatre Royal there.
Theatre Royal, beautiful.
That's right.
Beautiful theatre.
Lovely. And then out of the Gaiety for 3 weeks. Mm. That brought us up to Holy Week, I remember. And we put it on tape for radio. Mm. And they didn't hear it until a year later when they repeated it, because we went over to Liverpool with Roger Casement at the weekend and opened there on the Monday for a week.
Did you? Oh, boy.
So I came back then and did a few more shows in the Gate with Longford Prods, Longford Productions.
Did you work with Longford?
I did.
Godfrey Quigley?
Yes, I worked with Godfrey.
Did you work with Charles Mitchell?
I did indeed, and you...
Sure. The lady who played in the Talca role, what's her name? Gabriel, that lady, married to Aidan Grinnell.
Oh, yes, Aidan Grinnell's wife.
Iris Lawler.
Aidan
was another Longford man.
He was indeed.
And Dermot Toohey.
Dermot Toohey, that's right. They were stalwarts of the Longford Productions.
Christine.
She was marvellous, of course. She was a lady in every sense of the word, both in name and nature. Christine Lumford.
Exactly.
She was lovely.
I must ask you, by the way, I must tell you a little story I heard today. There was some lady on some radio programme recently, on the national radio, I think, and she was talking about when the business went bad in the fit-ups.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Ben Bourne. Remember Ben?
I do indeed.
Ventriloquist.
Yep.
I think it was, someone said it was either Ben, I think it was Mrs. Ben Bourne.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that when business went bad some nights, if things didn't go well, they'd show films.
Mm-hmm.
And the film might break, and they were showing it. And of course the crowd would get noisy.
That's right.
I believe this was a recent broadcast. But they'd get noisy. And in order to keep the crowd quiet, they'd shove up a few photographs of mm-hmm. some parts of the country. And they were saying that they'd show one night, when they get too noisy, they'd shove up a picture of the Sacred Heart. And the minute that went up, there was great silence until they were ready to go on with it.
I listened to a little bit of that interview on...
Oh, did you?
On...
Just before we go away.
Before you go away.
Well, you see...
That was the whistling song there, played by the Theatre Royal, the Dublin Theatre Royal. It was then Europe's largest theatre. And Jimmy Campbell Orchestra playing there with Tommy Dando on the organ. And by the way, can I tell you, if you are listening, or rather if you are viewing RTE1 on this coming Saturday night, Pascal and myself will be recording with Brendan Grace our memories of the week that the Theatre Royal closed. And subsequent appearances on, and or sorry, previous appearances on the Royal, we'll be telling the Dubs all about their own history of their own theatre land, if you don't mind the two cultures. So be listening or viewing at the Bibi Baskin show on New Year's Eve. It's on for 2 1/4 hours, so you'll have tons of time to be having a bit of fun. Meantime, ladies and gentlefolk, back, as I promised you, to His Lordship the Mayor of Atlaca, Paddy Lynch.
I ran into the yard where the girl was, but I couldn't wait. She shut in, and I heard him rattling the gate in after me. But at that time, no, people used to kill their own pigs. All the farmers would kill their pigs. And said the week before the pig had been killed, did you ever see the battle with the mate in it?
I saw it in the factories in Limerick.
But in the farmer's house, the battle of the salted mate had been put into. But before the pig had been killed, the battle had been cleaned. I put outside in the yard to air. They were halfway in bottles, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I ran into the yard anyway, and I had nothing better to do. I hopped into the bottle. Inside in the middle of the yard. And that priest, he went with him, and he went around all the houses and he said, God, if he caught me inside in the barrel, wouldn't I?
Would he have scalped you?
Oh, he would, of course. But isn't there a terrible difference in the times?
Yes. But in a way, it wasn't that wrong, though.
Of course it was wrong.
Because, I mean, how was a young man and a young girl to get to know each other, to talk and communicate, if there was the fear of the lamp coming around the boreen and your man with his big shillelagh?
Big shillelagh. Oh, God, yes, twist.
You know, it was wrong. The thinking was wrong. Because, you mean, how did a fella get to know a girl and converse and talk and let the friendship mature.
But of course, that time, a priest, some money, but they said the first or second night you were together, if you didn't ask her straight away to marry her, you were to see her no more. The priest would tell you that in confession,
would he?
Oh, as sure as you're sitting there.
Go away, sir. Right, yeah. What was a mission like in the
country? Oh, cripes almighty. The mission, the two big ones, of course, were company keeping and liquor. But they the big ones.
Were they the big draws?
They were the...
I mean, they be jammed. No, they were.
My God almighty, it was a terror.
No, the company keeping one, no. Would that be a very strong one? Would it come out very hard? No, I mean honest now, would it come out very hard?
But if they jump and lift, I see a Holy Father breaking
and pound the pulpit.
Breaking a crucifix.
Break a crucifix?
Oh, breaking a crucifix, eh, bro. And we hadn't a pulpit, like, you know, we've no pulpit. It's after the altar, all the preaching. Yeah. Done. No, but I see a Holy Father.
Tell us about breaking the crucifix.
Cotton, he.
Why?
I suppose. Getting so wicked or something, or else maybe he was breaking everywhere. I don't know.
He had a box full of crucifixes to.
What? But, you know, what they said, telling us, you know, we said about the good old times that were a while ago, but they were tough enough that way too. Mm. I mean, these people stood up and told us we were damned. No, they stood up and all said we were all damned and all this.
We'd never see heaven, never see God.
Sure, wasn't that a terrible thing for anyone to judge you like that?
It was.
And the drinking, I have all.
No, tell us. You said that women was one lecture that I was. Packed the church.
Company keeping, yes.
Yeah, company.
Packed the church.
I know. Liquor was the other one.
Liquor was the other.
How hard would the missioner be on liquor?
Oh, he'd make sure he would. He was so hard, you see, that an old man told me, you'd have to take the pledge, you see, most people took the pledge. And an old man told me that after the 6 months or however, there'd be a term put in it, you see.
Yeah.
So you take about 6 months or 3 months. But a man told me that when he took the first pint, he was an old man, that the pint literally shook in his hand with dread. People were terrorised that time. But of course, it's gone too much to the other side now. There's no respect for nobody now. But
No. But the missioner coming to the village was a big thing.
The missioner coming to the village was a big thing.
And of course, also was the visit of the bishop coming for confirmation. Well, now the houses would be whitewashed and yellow-washed.
That
the yard would be swept. What I mean, the appearances, I mean.
The appearances. God, look at the way you'd be killed off for confirmation, Tom, compared to now.
How do you mean?
Before the bishop had come, you had a year and a half you were learning catechism, weren't you?
Or the green catechism.
The green, God be good to God be with them, the green and the red and the mean. And you remember then?
I do.
There was a green catechism. Should the catechisms they have now at all? Should they have catechisms at all?
But still at the same time now, Pat Lynch from Atlaca, you must admit... There was a lot of stuff. Now, we were only children in the primary school,
yes.
No, very young.
Yes.
First communion, said, 6 and 7. Wasn't there a lot of things in the green catechism that we, big words, that you didn't know the meaning of?
Granted.
I mean, talking to little baby kids, 6, 7, 8, about adultery and coveting the neighbour's wife.
Yes.
Wasn't there a lot of nonsense in that?
But as against all that now, we'll go for a few years at confirmation time, you see.
Hmm.
I got my confirmation, we all go ahead. And I suppose we didn't know what a lot of the words in the catechism meant.
No.
But we know them today, though, don't we?
Ah, we do.
We do, yes. But don't ever forget, the religion today that they're learning is completely different. Now, my youngsters were never taught the precepts of the church anyway. With what? the new, since Vatican II came in.
Yes.
Now, I'm only a layman, what do I know? But I'm just making my opinion.
Now, but the layman is the church.
We learned the precepts of the church. And the fifth one was...
Well, ladies and gentlefolk, a while ago I promised you Frank Crummett. So here he is now all tuned up and he's singing The Gay Caballero.
Well, there we had Rose of San Antone played by the Firehouse 5 plus 2. Firehouse 7. Ladies and gentlefolk, I'll be telling you that in about 7 or 8 minutes' time, I'd like those of you who have tape recorders to be ready to record Voices of the Past. Now, I must tell you, folks, that this is a compilation of 5 or 6 pages I have here of people who participated in local radio over the past 10 years. But I would not be able to accomplish this myself. But indeed a man who has been a devotee of local radio for a long number of years. A listener, a player, he even participated at one stage, but he had a love affair with local radio. He is the man who conspired with me to get this together. And to him I am very indebted. And the man is Mr. Tony Punch.
Tony Punch, a good friend of mine for a long number of years, he and his wife Nancy, and very regular listeners to the program. And he conspired with me to put this together. So, Tony, thank you kindly. You've been a great friend, and you've done a great job to me. Can you hear me, Tony?
Yes, Tomas, I can hear you. And thank
you. Tony, I've just been telling the folks that your loved... What's this love affair you had with local radio?
My love affair with local radio goes all the way back to the very early days, Big Isle Capital, when it started locally. But before that time, my interest in local radio goes all the way back to shortwave when I was just a little boy.
Little boy.
In short pants.
I know, in short pants. But, Tony, more immediately now, Tony, you're a very popular young man in Limerick. I told many people that you had helped. You compiled this collection of all the voices. Now, undoubtedly, we overlooked a few. We forgot. We just didn't get the tapes, and we may have missed some, and we apologise in advance. Don't we, Tony?
That's right. The biggest problem was actually getting some tapes of people that we
yes.
remember but didn't have tapes of.
Yes.
So, luckily enough, we were able to lay our hands on four or five tapes from various people.
Right. Well, now, Tony Punch, I am very indebted to you, and this tape that you prepared tonight, this kaleidoscope of voices of local radio, will be a great souvenir for all of us to have for time to come. Please, God.
Yeah, Tom, I think one of the great things about it is that people will have a great sport in later years trying to identify the voices, because, as you put it so aptly, it is a kaleidoscope. The voices come and go very fast.
So you have to listen.
Oh, you've got to listen.
You've got to listen. And in fact, make a great quiz if we had 15 hours.
It would make a great quiz
for a month.
If we had 15 weeks, Tom.
Well, Tony Punch, thank you very much. And I'm sure the people will be grateful to you. And may I thank you, Tony, for your friendship to me, your dear lady Nancy and myself, your friendship to me all during those years. You were always very kind and encouraging. And you gave me the occasional phone call at home and a little note to me in the ring in at the stations to tell me you were listening. And it was very... So, Tony, thank you kindly.
You're welcome, Tom.
Tony, can I have a word now to George? Now, from all the group of friends, a lot of friends here who are unknown to you all, but George, would you kindly put young Ger on?
Young Ger.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, I have another word now with young Ger McNamara, who was my, as I say, co-functionary, a word that I borrowed, by the way, from the library of Mr. Joe Scallon Sr., God rest his soul. Ger, thank you for your help with me, with Big L, and more recently then here on Sound Channel. For you're only a young lad, you're still at school, university. Thank you so much, Ger.
That's nice, Tom. It's a pleasure to work with you. Pleasure.
Did you enjoy all the crack we had?
Oh, we had a great crack. And well, through the early years.
We had. But even recently when I spoke to people about you before you came in and had George Lee here, people were saying, they were referring to you're only 19 now, but they were saying young Ger. They still think you're 12 in sharp pants down in Ellen Street.
Oh, definitely.
Ger, give my love to your mum and dad and all as well.
Tom, thanks.
And continue success with your legal pursuits. And I hope, please God, that you'll be... one day defending me if I go back pirate again with the help of God. Ger, thank you kindly.
Thanks very much, Tom.
And to your successor there, who has done a wonderful, equally as good as your good self,
yes,
Ger.
Definitely.
George Lee. Thank you, Ger. And hello, George. But I'll tell you, George, how far off are we of our tape? Have I 3 minutes, so to say, a personal thank you? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying a live farewell to you now, because for the next 25 minutes, you'll be listening to tapes of a tape of the past with all the voices of all the people. And I mentioned earlier on, great enthusiasts, lovely people who enjoyed making you happy. And this tape now comes up in a minute. But... can I say, before I get my cue that it's ready to move, this is a final tape. I'll have a minute or two to say a farewell to you at the end of this tape, but listen away and I think you'll enjoy what you hear. You have to listen very closely now because, as I say, they fleet in and float out through the compilation. But see, can you remember or recognise all those people whose voices at local level here in Limerick were household words? So I'm ready, so George. So we'll take off now.
Reaching out and entertaining you.
98.7 FM stereo.
South Channel.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much to the Nine Network.
I hope you're going to keep me company for the next few hours. Independent Radio Limerick on 24 metres on the Mainway Band. Good morning, everyone.
my childhood, the spot I was born, the town by the loved Shannon shore. There is dear Tumen Gate with the same three stone. What sad memories that old stone recalls.
Was the original by the Jarmels. Who were the Jarmels, I hear you cry? And who cares? But whether you like it or not, you're going to be told, and pay attention to the last question.
Hills, I love the prairie, I love Jane, and I love Mildred. But where the little black eyed Sue, my pretty little black eyed Sue, cross my heart, I love you best of all.
So now 6 minutes after eight, good to have your company now through 12 o'clock midnight. Again, many thanks to Mark Anthony, who's going to get me a hot cup of coffee, loads of sugar to try and...
Oh, until tomorrow, half past three. When you're nearly your back again, bye-bye. Wait for it. Silly bye-bye.
Thanks, Alan, the... Ballad of Blasphemous Bill and the voice of Hank Snow.
It's the
This is where the hits are made and played.
Mobile. Who's mobile? The goat is mobile. Two blooming mobile.
In radio. But if I was to say one thing about it was that I particularly like doing late night programs. I was known as Lee Till Late at the very, very early days.
Was that a title of a program?
That was a title of a program, yeah.
Was it?
And the thing that always amazed me was that...
Stay tuned on 92 and 98 FM stereo. This is Big L, and here is this week's number one. The one you've all been waiting for. Yes, Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love.
No, love can't hide, oh, mist rolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be here, oh, more love can't hire. Far have I traveled, and much have I seen.
We've left you, Sergeant Major, and on the day you're born.
Whatever happened to the LSF?
We love you the day you were born.
Whatever happened to the LSF?
Police, he comes singing, if I can help somebody. Well, I came out for myself to a particular person. Didn't know who I mean.
RTE 102. Because it's local and they know what's going on.
So it's that affinity with the local events that you feel are covered by the local station rather than the national.
Well, I wouldn't know how an interest in the national, basically, like, only local and I'm interested in, like, in big yellow things.
Oh, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? She knows the whole day long. I'll do the cook and honey, I'll pay the rent. I know you've done you wrong.
Extremely cold. Temperatures currently 3 to 5 degrees Celsius. Dropping lower tonight between minus 4 and plus 2 degrees Celsius during the night.
6-1-3-1-6-6-3. That is the power line. Hi to Katrina, a big fan of this band, A House, and the new 45. You heard it first right here, of course. I'll always be grateful on Power 98.
Speak to me, monster. Speak.
This is EOC, our wonderful Big Al.
We must be in heaven, man!
Well, thank you very much. Hope you're going to enjoy the show.
There is always a little bit of heaven in the death area.
I shall not find...
I shall not find...
A spot so fair...
A spot so fair...
Oh, that year old... Oh, that year old... To me...
Fantastic show.
song, is there? Never get tired of listening to that one. Right, the time here on Radio Monster is 11:46. So, 14 more minutes of the best music. And this is a first now. I know I thought they'd play it.
Lingering hope denies. Sure.
Thanks very much, Edwina. Look at the forecast. Clear, sunny spells, very cold today. Frost tonight. Temperatures from 5 to 7 this afternoon, dropping tonight between 0 and minus 5 degrees. That's the forecast, or two news forecast. I don't know what that's all about. Take that away from me. Good afternoon. Thanks very much indeed to Joe.
Like the one so full of me. Now you're gone from me. It's so hard to forget you. But I'll get by in the joy and in my souvenirs of love.
We've Got You Surrounded, and like I said, that was released earlier in the year there, and it didn't get anywhere. A Dublin band, and like I say, you can't even get their album in the shops. I've tried Step Aside, and an Irish band, you can't get their album. Magic. Anyway, this one is seen as how I'm here early, I shouldn't be here really till 1:45, but Princey had a prior engagement. And
22 minutes to 12 o'clock, you listen to Big L, 194 meters on the medium wave, as Sean Murphy says, your favourite radio.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day to Limerick, Newcastle West, Shannon and your town, this is Hits 954 AM and Stereo FM.
I want a shot of redemption. Don't want it.
Now, before we leave the Wanderworth show, we want to tell you we've got a special offer for Shannon Sy community radio listeners, so listen very carefully. We have a limited amount of shopping trolleys and ironing boards that were $10.95.
Here on the Patron Saints, there are a total of 24 of them. We won't do them all now, but we'll do 12. For instance, the Patron Saint of Accountants is St. Matthew. Author boys is St. John Bertram. Architects.
From Lewstone is Oxford, and the first one's called Dinner for One, Please, James. Nice number two. Rosemantic. If you're in that kind of mood. And the second one then is a bit up-tempo. It's called...
I hope you're keeping well. You're tuned to Radio Monster, broadcasting from Limerick City on AM and Stereo FM. The time now is 30 minutes after 1.
The Irish Brigade, featuring Jerry Goodwin on vocals and mandolin and bass, with Mike Wallace backing up on guitar, from their last album, Down in the Wee Room, which was recorded back in 1980. The title track from
every
that
night,
album is an American.
I have asked the people about their families, because I believe that family and the people you're descended from plays a great part in the formation of your character. So, John, I'll give you little time, because I know there was Sam Cutman, there was a father, Johnny the Breadman.
I oft-time think of home, D-O-D-A, when I'm alone and far away. I'll sing an old refrain, D-O-D-A, for it recalls to me of a bygone
day. On Monday night, 15th of March, will you please play a request for the Minister for Furniture Removals, Mr. Patrick Carey, on the occasion of his 19th birthday. Well, he says he is only 19, and in brackets here, very good.
Yeah, I know, Paul.
Here I go, once again, with my suitcase in my hand.
Good morning, music from Robbie Nettle, What's It To You? Don't forget who you listen to, Radio Avalon, the biggest and best, 99.3, the side of the Shannon. Let's play the brand new one from Wet Wet Wet.
And, well, prosperous, if that's possible, in 1978. And thank you for listening to me and putting up with me, I suppose, for the past few months. And of course, thanks.
Going on. But for all that, an entertaining film. Almost like one of Bruegel's prints, that you could be looking at it forever and never come to the end of the people in the film.
The Commodores on the number one hit, Three Times a Lady.
To the end of our rainbow, there's something.
So, two albums for you, Teresa. Be calling to us between now and 3:30. After that, well, you know. First in, first serve, that's what I say.
Definitely.
When you can come in, Teresa. But, appreciate
it. Mr. O'Connor! Hello, Mary.
It's Rick. Oh, God, Mr. O'Connor, I thought I'd never get down.
Well, it's Sunday once again. Welcome to the Big Old Children's Programme. And stay tuned for some more great fun and games.
Kind of question, but see, I can't go around like I know I used to, but I mean, I wouldn't like to go around asking everyone, ask me such questions. You know what I mean? I know I didn't know it, but I like the way you kind of ask me the question there, like, because you kind of, it's just unfortunate.
Called it Tom Jones and I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Just before that, Carol King, her own composition, a big hit for her, called It Might As Well Rain Until September. It's just 12 minutes before 1 o'clock, and I'd like to tell you, it's starting, well, just started.
I think people really enjoy them two songs, I'm telling you. Excuse me, Ray, thank you very, very much. You've been a wonderful singer. A majority of the people, about five people, rang here out of one shot. I'm going to ask John Frawley for a secretary here, I really am. But everybody likes the Red Hurley version. Better, they prefer the Red Hurley version better than the Patsy Cline.
It doesn't matter how unhappy you are about the way you look, or how unhappy you are about the way you feel. Please do remember, somebody out there thinks you're very special. So for now, it's Helen Kennedy saying goodbye, good day, and once again, thank you. Bye now.
Another on the orchestra with vocalist Ray Valley. Now the next recording date is September the 25th. And, of course, there are a couple of changes in the orchestra. Out is Walter Barrow and in is Toby Tyler. That's on the trombone section.
10 minutes to 12 o'clock. Of course, I'll be with you till 1 in the morning. Then we will have Noel Lockton coming your way as the phone buzzes in the background.
Out there, we'll just get it back. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And as the cock crew, those who stood before the tavern shouted, open then the door. You know how little while we have to stay. And once departed, may return no more. Now that is his philosophy. That is.
Accept me for what I am. Accept me for the things that I do. Accept me for what I am. Accept me for the things that I do.
Well, I do. I listen. I still listen to all your programs come in. You see, Dominic. You know Dominic comes on there.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic bloke for talking. Yeah. I mean, you take Tom there. Tom Pastel as well, like, you know.
Yeah.
He's comic, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know? They're comic fellas on these shows, you know.
Yes.
I mean, yourself, it's a great program.
Yeah.
But there's only one slide.
Too good. So if you were camping, hard luck, and a lot of you got wet, didn't you? It's going on for Mrs. Shirley Fleming of 74.
Kylie, she's up all night. It's 27 and a half minutes to 9 o'clock. She said she's excited.
Move a little closer, yeah.
Sit down and close the door.
It's cold outside,
but it's warm in here.
Because it's gone from strength to strength. That's what I can say. Every time I go up there, I see new faces. Where are you from? I'm from Ballinanty. I'm from Maras. I'm from Ballinacorra West End. I'm from Kerry's Road. These are Jamesborough. They come from all different parts. And now it's open to everyone. So I'll keep cool and act the fool and I sing dumb because I'm going to bring you over now to Peter Quinn, the chairman of the Voices Court Committee. Good afternoon, Peter. And I'm more than honoured and privileged to have you on my programme as my special guest today.
Yes,
Peter, could you
stand by me?
This
is especially for Maisie outside. And she's trying to stand Biffo up against the wall to get him up to bed.
When the night has come and the land is dark.
Well, listeners, I hope you enjoyed the program tonight as much as we enjoyed playing your request for you. And I know we can't please all of you, but if we can please some of you, that's half the battle. So from me, Joe Dedane, until next week, good luck and God bless.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a
Oh, the smog. Oh, yes, driving home for Christmas in the smog and...
Electronic Adele. That's Chris Rea and one of the nicest songs I've heard for a long, long time. Absolutely terrific. That's the best word for it. 12 minutes after 10, and it's Power 98 AM Live. Half past 10, we've got, as usual, our gold hour. Lots of moldy old records that we spent hours over
yesterday. Tommy O'Brien ever featured Mario Lanza on his Sunday night or Monday night or Tuesday night, whenever he was on his programs. Maybe he very well did, I don't remember myself. But I do know that whether playing records on the radio or in live public performances for his many admirers, there was nothing he loved more
than
a good
chorus. What time is it? It's only 10 minutes after 2 o'clock, and I'm going to be with you until 4, so we've got another almost full 2 hours yet to go, so I hope you'll stick around. Lots of madness, lots of good music, as usual, happening between now and 4 o'clock. It's Wednesday, the 28th of December.
Jealousy.
I could have been many a romance, you know, I'd say, but still I'd manage an odd one.
Jealousy. Here's a fabulous opportunity to help the starving of Ethiopia and enter a great quiz at the same time. 5 copies of Band-Aid single Do They Know It's Christmas, as well as one official Feed the World t-shirt, will be given away in the great Bio Band-Aid quiz this coming Friday on the Gal between 7:30 and 9 o'clock. To enter the quiz, all you have to do is name any two of the 37
people
featured on the record.
People take the radio into bed with them, and you might be the only company that they have. You see, George, there's a lot of lonely people outside in the world we live in today, and they're not elderly. They're young people who can still be lonely. Then there are people who are lonely by their age, AD caught up in them, as it will in everybody, inevitably. But then there are people, widows and widowers, people who lost their loved ones, lonely people, sick people, invalids, and night radio, whoever it is, whatever station or whatever it is. So I would hope, George, please God, I'm sure I'm expressing your opinion and all those who are involved in local radio, whether at the top level or presenters or whatever. Well, let's hope, George, and I'm sure it will become a reality, that all age groups will be catered for. And that everybody will be happy, and whatever their interests are, even outside of music alone and so forth, that everybody will be careful.
This morning, Radio Dublin was raided by Post and Telegraph's officials. Radio West in Mullingar has gone off the air voluntarily. President Reagan has said he is ready to go ahead with the delivery of advanced fighter jets to Israel. He put an embargo on it.
Well, lined up on the show tonight, we have some music from people like Liam Rosen, Scullion, O'Sheen, Mick Maloney, from Tom McConville and Kieran Hatton, Philip King, Peter Brown, among other people, starting the show off.
Just really hear that amazing story of a pair who suddenly found a car being dragged out to sea at a beauty spot called Spooky Beach, and where cuddles turned to terror for two sweethearts. Their passionate night out became a grim struggle for life as the vehicle flowed.
God is good, you never know, we'll meet the lads that run the tune anyway. Don't like having the job of closing the station. It's not the nicest job that I got to do, but again, thankful that we're here just even to do it, but not the easiest, I can tell you. So thank each and every one of you indeed. And to all at Radio Limonene, the staff here and their families, a very, very happy Christmas. And that is it from Radio Limonene, from Alf. Good night to you. Well, that ends transmission from Radio Limonene. I will tell you what I'm finishing with. I think it was very appropriate. It's from Barleycorn, and it's my last farewell. Bye-bye, take care, and God bless.
Dearest Mother, I am writing just to say Limerick, you're a lady. Your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you.
County Regional Radio, broadcasting from Limerick to the entire Southwest on AM 792 and FM 95.
Walk tall, walk straight and look the world right in the eye. That's what my mama told me when I was about to die.
Because Heyman and myself didn't quite expect to be on the air this long, and as much as it's not a joke, just listen very carefully to the words and I think you'll understand what Big L is all about. But very especially from me, I think, anyway, more than anything else, to everybody out there who are feeling just that little bit lonely tonight. We're all thinking of you, and from everybody here at Big L, this one very specially to you from the Bee Gees at 27 and a half minutes into 1980. It's all for you.
And finally, folks, this is Tom O'Donnell, without Pascal, saying cheerio. And hopefully, I'll be back with you sometime in the future. So, meanwhile, be healthy, be happy in the coming year, and may God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Still another important aspect of Mr. Kissinger's fears.